My fellow Americans, this is your former president, George W. Bush. I'm just here to thank all the Radio Labyrinth patrons donating to the show and being producers, because it wouldn't be able to continue without that. So let's get started. Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knutson, Melissa Knowles, Leslie Norman, John Sutherland, Garrett Kimball, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, Beth Van Elswick, and our newest producer, Daniel Pitts. Thank you all very much for donating. God bless America.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
My Sharona,
I'm on a Mexican radio.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just rapping, Rodney.
Save me, darling. I am down, but I am far from over.
In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. 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 19.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 38 of Radio Labyrinth. This is our one-hit wonder episode. Apologies for the delay. We had a little technical difficulty the other night when we were going to record normally, and we had a whole show lined up for you, and, you know, Jeff fucked it all up.
Did you wake up just in your purple pants with no shirt on?
What are you talking
the
about?
Pants are all ripped.
What are you talking about?
Because you hulked out in the studio.
No, I didn't hulk out.
Yes, you did. Your eyes turned blue.
No.
You went,
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You wouldn't. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry. No, I couldn't get. There's certain things we couldn't get figured out. And then so.
Every time we use that studio, Longoria has to fix the board for you, and he wasn't here. So.
No.
You were fucked.
Yeah. But Jared knows an awful lot about it. But anyway, here we are. And joining us this week, joining me and Jeff this week, is our good buddy, John Mark Lindell.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay. Now, I got to ask you, first things first. You went to The Who last week, right?
Yes.
How was that show?
It was great. It was great. There was a full orchestra.
Yeah.
And they played, I was telling Jeff on the way here, they played a significant portion of Tommy, and then they did some hits, and then they played a significant portion of Quadrophenia, and then played some more hits.
Jesus.
They had a full orchestra.
How long was the show?
Probably close to 2 hours.
Man.
It was great, though.
I wish I had gone. They're never going to come back. Do you have their new album?
Well, I have the single.
Yeah, the single's good.
The album doesn't come out till November 22nd, I think.
Oh, that's quite a ways away. Today was a big day for music dropping. We had the Abbey Road, what is that called?
Super Deluxe.
The Beatles Abbey Road Super Deluxe. And what did that entail?
It's Giles Martin, George Martin's son, remixed. He's done Sgt. Pepper and the White Album before this, and this time he did Abbey Road, and it's a brand new remix, 2019 remix, plus two discs of session stuff, demos, unreleased songs,
damn,
stuff like that, different takes.
There's a new Grateful Dead compilation on Rhino Records.
They're releasing all the Giant Stadiums from
East Rutherford.
When we were seeing them.
I never saw him at Giant Stadium.
I did.
No, you saw him twice.
Yep.
At Giant Stadium. Let's see what else. Sturgill Simpson dropped a new album today, Sound and Fury. I've listened to it twice.
I read something about it today. It's like really like kind of heavy. It's not really a country album.
It's not at all. It's great.
Cool.
I mean, it's still Sturgill, but it's really a lot of overdubs and a lot of guitar. I believe there's a anime video on Netflix to go with it.
Right.
Dead Kennedy's Iguana Studios rehearsal, so I'll be checking that out.
Oh, wow.
And Dead Man's Pop by The Replacements, which is supposed to be how Don't Tell a Soul was meant to be released. So there's remixes, and it's stripped down a little more punk sounding.
Oh, cool.
And a bunch of live shit on there, too. Alex Chilton, talent show, Date to Church, Waitress in the Sky, all sorts of shit. So a lot of music came out today. I don't know when music comes out anymore. I think I told you earlier. I don't know when shit drops anymore.
Well, I think
music comes out on Fridays. Is that how it works?
It used to be Tuesdays, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Now it's movies on Tuesday and or like movie digital releases and stuff are Tuesdays,
right.
And then music's Fridays. But movies in the theaters are still Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my phone's buzzing.
Books are Tuesday.
Okay.
Nobody reads books.
I like audiobooks and stuff.
Yeah, audiobooks. My wife.
I knew Joe Hill's coming out next Tuesday. I'm really looking forward
to Joe Hill. That's
Stephen King's son.
His name is Joe Hill.
Yeah.
And what's his books?
This one's a short story collection.
Does he write horror?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You never read any Joe Hill?
No.
Dude, get on it. It's awesome.
Joe Hill. Is he a better writer than his father?
He's as good.
Well, I mean, he's a good storyteller, but sometimes he digresses.
Joe's good.
If you read It.
I've never read It, but I just bought it to read during.
Plan a month and a half to read that book.
Hope you're not busy for about a year.
Did you see the sequel?
No, I want to, though.
How about you, Jeff?
No, I haven't. I didn't see the first one.
You didn't?
Nope.
Why not?
I haven't read the book.
Oh. Well, that's how you would enjoy the film, then.
Yeah.
If you've never... Well, you've seen the original.
Tim Curry
version. Yeah. Wow.
John Ritter.
Who did John Ritter play? Bill?
Nah, I can't remember.
Stuttering Bill.
That's the only It that I know.
I can tell you the whole story front to back, so I won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of the book, and I also... For nostalgia's sake, happened to like the miniseries with Tim Curry.
I like the miniseries.
I don't like the clown and the...
They're doing another one, I think.
What?
I think they're doing another one.
And a third one?
Oh, no, they're doing another... what am I thinking of?
The Stand.
The Stand.
That's going to be a series.
Yep.
Well, I like that miniseries, too, except for the guy that played The Walking
Dead. You don't like Matt Frewer? He was awesome.
I didn't like him. The hair bothered me.
No, he's awesome.
The denim coat and the hair.
He was just on the season of Fear the Walking Dead, too. Not anymore, but spoiler alert.
No, I don't watch that.
That It book is, you can, you know, if I'm not going to read it, I can use it as a weapon.
Yeah, you could kill an intruder with it. Just bop him on the head. Bop him on the head. So this week, earlier in the week, I guess it was Wednesday, was National One-Hit Wonder Day, September 25th.
That's when we were supposed to record.
Right.
Before you hulked out.
And I didn't know that it was a big thing. I guess it's a social media holiday. There's a holiday every day, like 10 holidays every day. Today's National Pizza Hut Day. Today's National Cookie Day. Today's National Peanut Butter and Jizz Sandwich Day. And
that's every day for you.
Yes, it is. There are over 1,500 national days. Don't miss a single one. Celebrate every day with National Day Calendar. No thanks. So, yeah, we're going to talk about some one-hit wonders from the 80s. There's some that Jeff doesn't know, and there's a couple that I don't know, and I don't know about John Mark.
I picked my top five from the 70s, too.
You did?
I picked the ones from the 80s that I didn't know, and then I picked the ones that I did know and liked from the 70s.
All right. I know all the 70s ones. I'm more 70s. I know a lot of songs. So what's a one-hit wonder to you? Is a band or an artist that had just one hit song? But some of the people on the list have had more than one hit song, so I don't understand. I guess the criteria is that you have to, what, make it to the top 50?
Top 40, I think.
Top 40. Yeah, that would make sense.
So, it's not if they had, like, two hit songs? That'd
be a two-hit wonder.
Oh.
It doesn't roll off the tongue as much.
And I put one on my 70s list that I don't know why is not a one-hit wonder, and maybe you guys can school me.
What are you talking about?
Well, you want to do the 70s first?
Yeah, let's start with the 70s. Jeff has his top five favorite 1970s one-hit wonders. You're starting with I Love the Nightlife by Alicia Bridges.
All right, that's number five.
All right. I love the nightlife. I got to boogie.
From Love at First Bite soundtrack, remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
Looking Glass, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl. That's a great song.
That's a great song.
Love that song.
Starland Vocal Band, Afternoon Delight.
Oh, yeah.
Afternoon Delight.
Gonna find me a lover, gonna hold her tight, gonna fuck her in the ass with all my might. Gonna tie her up with ropes and never let her go. Hit her with a shovel and bury her in the snow. Sky rockets in. I love, my mom liked that song. She had the record. None of the other songs on that record were any good, says the 7-year-old Tim Andrews.
Oh, that's a one-hit wonder.
Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
One of my favorites of all time.
And not on the list, Billy Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. That is, why wouldn't that be on there?
That's what I wonder. Did Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods have another song that made it into the charts?
No, they did not. And they didn't even originally record this.
It was Paper Lace originally.
Yeah, Paper Lace originally recorded it.
But Billy Don't Be a Hero made it onto the charts.
Yeah, I know. It was a number one song.
Yeah.
So that's an overlook
song
from that list. Let's see. If I go to that list real quick, I can bust out mine. 1970s. Certainly, both of those songs. Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Diddley and the Peckerwoods.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Yeah, Bo Diddley and the Peckerwoods. And
Terry Jacks.
Terry Jacks, Seasons in the Sun. Let's see. Oh, I like the song Magic by Pilot.
Oh, yeah. I love
that song. It's magic. Ace, How Long? That's a great song. How long has this been going on? You know that song?
I don't know that one.
Oh, I'm going to find it real quick so you can hear it. How Long by Ace.
I thought that was Steve Winwood.
No. How Long by Ace. Let's see. See if you remember it. That bass line at the beginning. Ding, ding, ding. Over the song so we don't get killed. Now you remember it?
That sounds familiar now.
They look really cool. Like, why didn't they have 25 hits?
How long? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know this song.
That's Paul Carrack. That's why.
It is.
Yeah.
Boy, he was in a lot of bands, wasn't he? Or at least two.
Yeah.
No, three. He was in... What was that band that the Genesis guys had? He was in Squeeze. Paul Carrack was in Squeeze. He was in Mike and the Mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike and the Mechanics.
They had a lot of good hits.
Yeah.
Let's see. You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. I hate that song.
I like that song.
You do?
Yeah.
Ugh. Black Betty, Ram Jam. Black Betty,
Is your dad's least favorite song on that list?
That's not
a
good
hit. Oh, that would be the 80s, wouldn't it?
What?
Rhinestone Cowboy.
No, he had tons of hits.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind. That's kind of sad.
Cruel to Be Kind.
In the Right Measure. I love that song. The Knack, My Sharona.
Oh, yeah.
My Bologna.
My Bologna. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. Hey,
Hey guys, here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors, Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sale. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care LLC.
Hey there, radios. This is Dean, a.k.a. Rockdale Tiger, inviting you to listen to this week's episode of Mike TV as we continue to recap the final season of AMC's Preacher. This week, join Lisa and I as we discuss Jesus throwing down with Hitler, Air Star struggles with tech support, and God is an almighty son of a bitch. All this and more in this week's episode of Mike TV, and don't forget to catch the series finale of Preacher this Sunday on AMC.
I said a hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Now, how about this one? Sniffing the Tears. Do you know that?
I don't know that one.
You don't know Driver's Seat?
Nuh-uh.
No.
Oh, yeah, you do. This is a song, Driver's Seat by Sniffing the Tears, is a song that you would hear late at night driving, and you'd be like, yeah, and you'd crank it up. Sniff, hang on, I got to YouTube. Yeah, I didn't put all these in. I didn't clip all the audio. I didn't have enough time.
That's cool.
Sniff and the Tears. Sniffing and the Tears. Let's see if you guys know this one. You will when you hear it.
You gonna talk it up?
For the album Tickle Heart, Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love this song.
Feeling all right. Little driving on a Saturday night.
Come what may.
Do I remember that song.
How about Walter Egan, Magnet and Steel?
Yeah.
You are the magnet, and I am the steel.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Play That Funky Music. Love Hurts, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Pratt and McLean, Happy Days from the TV show.
Yep.
Let's see. Rock On by David Essex. Beach Baby by The First Class. Beach Baby, give me a hand job. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul. That's another great one from the 70s.
I don't know that one
either. Oh, you know that one, don't you?
Mrs. Jones and Me.
Yeah, it sounds just like it. Oh, wait, that's not it. You were singing the...
Mr. Jones.
Yeah. You don't know that one? Me and Mrs. Jones?
No.
All right, yeah, you'll remember.
Well, a lot of these I just don't know the names. I was born in 78, so...
Haha, youngster. Now you know it?
Yeah.
A great song. Cheatin' Fucker.
This would be a good one for Vanilla Bean and Chuck Leecha.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Dang, shit.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
What a great voice this guy had.
Yeah.
We got a thing.
A lot of soul from the 70s is fucking great.
Yeah.
Even some of the late 70s stuff, when it started getting overproduced, you know.
That sounds like something that would have been on the Jackie Brown soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, of course. That's a great soundtrack.
Yeah, it
and
is.
A very underrated movie, I think.
I love it.
I love Tarantino, and that's one of his films. All right, let's move to the 80s, and we'll go through these.
What about Dancing in the Moonlight?
By?
King Harvest.
I know that song. Dancing in the Moonlight. Everybody here is at that one.
Did they have? I don't think they had any more.
It's such a fine and natural sight. How about Grazing in the Grass is a gas? Can you dig it? I can dig it. He can dig it. She can dig it. We can dig it. They can dig it. Can you dig it?
This list says Cat Scratch Fever. I, I mean, he had more hits than just that, though, right?
Yeah. Also, he was in Damn Yankees, so they had two or three hits.
Yeah.
Doesn't count. Ted Nugent is more than a one-hit wonder. All right, let's go. Let's go through the '80s, and if we find one that we don't know, we'll dig it up and play it. So, starting with 1980, Devo had a one-hit wonder with "Whip It." Now, I know more than one Devo song, but I guess they never charted after "Whip It" or before "Whip It."
Your old boss's wife was in that video.
Yes, she is. Luann Quinn is the blonde in the video with the cowboy hat. Oh. Because she used to date one of the guys in the band, the one that passed away. Not Mark Mothersbaugh, but the other guy, Jerry Casale. Yeah. Was that his name?
I think so.
Yeah, he passed away, and she dated him, and she's in that video. The next one from 1980 is The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, the first video ever played on MTV. Yeah. Never had another hit. Savannah Nights by Tom Johnston. Do you guys know that song?
No, that's one of my list of ones I don't know.
So what kind of music were you listening to in 1980? Not you, John. You were two, but Jeff. What was your favorite? Did you like Kiss yet?
Rock music? I was into Kiss in 1980.
Yeah?
I started getting into Kiss in the late 70s.
Same here.
But in the 80s, I remember I had Kiss all
over your
wall. All four walls of all my room.
Now, I don't know this song. Do you guys?
No, this was on my list of songs I did not know.
Savannah Nights. Get a blowjob by the Savannah River.
Is it a total instrumental?
I don't know. Doobie Brothers voice. He's a Doobie Brothers.
Oh.
I don't know this song. Never heard it.
Me neither.
But he is the other guy who sang for the Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I never knew that one. So there's Savannah Nights by Tom Johnson. Sticking with 1980, Lips Incorporated, Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays.
I love that song.
So do I. You know that song.
Probably if I heard it.
The Silicon Chip Insider Head.
It's about that mass shooting in wherever it was. Texas, maybe?
Texas.
Well, that's what the song's about. That's like a mass shooter.
I wonder if he shaved his nipple off before this came out. You know this. You getting it?
Kind of sounds familiar, but Dude was 2 years old when this came out.
Inside her head gets switched to overload, and nobody's gonna go to school today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Make them stay at home. And I'm gonna shave my nipple and star in the wall. He never had another hit. Well, USA, he wouldn't be a one-hit wonder because he produced and wrote Band-Aid and USA for Africa.
Oh, it was a shooting at Georgia State University?
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Oh, no, maybe not. I don't know. Hold on.
Here's a problematic song from 1980.
He heard a report on Georgia State University campus radio.
Oh, okay.
About Brenda Ann Spencer.
Bitch. She killed people?
In San Diego, California. She fired and... at children at a school playground.
Ugh. Why didn't they ban guns then?
She killed two adults and injured eight children and one police officer.
Damn.
And they asked her why, and she said the reason she did it was because she didn't look, I don't like Mondays.
Wow.
Oh.
Now we know. Cars by Gary Newman from 1980.
In Cars.
That was New Wave.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Vapors Turning Japanese.
Yeah.
I really think so. That'd be problematic.
That's racist.
It is.
That's racist, Tim.
A lot of these.
It's about jerking off, though, you know.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know all the jerk-off songs. Robbie Dupree, why don't we steal away? Why don't we steal away into the night?
Hot Rod Hart.
Oh, you know the commercial.
On the boulevard.
Hot Rod Hearts. I hate that.
It's a little medley I do of Robbie Dupree songs.
Hot Rod Hearts. Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. Great song. Tommy Two Tone. Now we're getting into 81. 8-6-7-5-3-0-9-9.
Jenny.
Yes. Who can I turn to? Did you ever try to call that number?
No.
Never did?
No.
When I got the record, I had the 45. This was the 45 era where you go to Radio Shack.
Shit ton of 45s.
Same
back
here.
Then.
I had Safety Dance on 45.
So did I. Yep. All through the 80s until Ka-Singles came out.
Yep.
And what a waste of money those were.
Yeah.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love, 1981.
Bow, bow.
Tainted Love. And at the end, they sing the Supreme song. Baby, baby, where did our love go? Here's one. Bertie Higgins, Key Largo.
I love that
what
song.
What a cheesy song, but I love it. Do you know that one?
I don't know if
I'll play it for you. Why do you like it, Jeff?
Just like Bogey and Bacall. It was Stu's mom's favorite song.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's cool that you know that. Yeah, let's see if John knows this. We'll play the little piano intro. Come on now. Let's go. You. This guy is like the poor man's Michael McDonald.
Okay.
Smoking a cigarette in his video. What a dirty pig. How the fuck can you sing like that? It always amazes me that people who sing smoke.
Yeah.
And baseball players used to sit in the dugout and chain smoke.
Wrapped around each other.
You know all this yet?
Trying so hard to stay warm.
I don't think I do.
Let's get to the hook.
First cold,
oh. Come on.
I was your hero.
Come on, sing it, Jeff.
And you were my leading lady. We had it all. We had it all.
Now do you know it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like Bogey and Bacall, starring in our own Late Late Show, sailing away to Key Largo.
Oh, the 80s. Moving on to 1981. I love Quarter Flash, Harden My Heart. You know that one?
Gonna
harden
I think so.
My heart, gonna swallow my tears.
That was a big song at the skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it was. And Casey Kasem, every week, was doing his countdown. He had a top 10 show on the TV and also a radio show, American Top 40. Now, the lead singer of Quarter Flash was a school teacher. She decided to get with her husband and record this song. And now, here we go, peaking at number 10, Harden My Heart, Quarter Flash. That was a good song. She really was a teacher. She played the saxophone. Hmm. Was big in the 80s, saxophone. Lunatic Fringe, Red Rider.
Lunatic Fringe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody. If you listen to 96 Rock or any classic rock station, you've heard that song. Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club. Do you guys know that one?
No,
I don't either.
Specifically.
And you know who the Tom Tom Club are, right?
Mm-mm.
Some, you know, the people from Talking Heads.
Oh, okay.
Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love. Oh, yeah, you know
Oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know it had a name. I always called it. This is in a lot of movies. And
it's in Friday.
Well, they sampled it for rap.
Oh, okay.
Tina Weymouth, Chris France, Stephen Stanley, Adrian Belew. Now, do you know Adrian Belew?
That name's familiar.
Sounds familiar.
He played with the Tom Tom Club, the Talking Heads. He played with Zappa.
Okay.
He's on, let's see, You Have Chic Your Booty.
Oh, yeah.
He sings City of Tiny Lights on that.
Oh, okay.
That's Adrian Belew. And he had a hit in the 90s called Oh, Daddy.
Ooh, Daddy.
Anyway.
Ooh, Daddy.
No, not like that. Oh. Not dirty like
Sorry.
That. She Blinded Me with Science. We're moving to 1982 by Thomas Dolby. Great song. Der Kommissar by After the Fire, which is actually a Falco song.
Oh,
After the Fire sang the English version, but there was a German version by Falco called Der Kommissar. You know that one?
Yeah.
Don't turn around. Ja, ja, Der Kommissar. Wall of Voodoo, Mexican Radio, which is such a strange song. I love it. The video for it was all creepy and cool. Yeah. I'm on all the Mexican radio. Oh, God, moving along here. God, what's after me? Oh, Forget Me Nots by Patrick Rushen. Did you have that on your list?
I think that's on my list. One
Do you know that one,
I don't
John?
Know it.
Forget Me Nots by Patrice Rushen. Forget Me Nots, Patrice Rushen. Oh, it's a lady. I don't know. Yeah, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah, you know this song. Forget me nots. I didn't know what that was until just this moment. Yes, that's right. This was also used in a rap song.
Yeah. I want to say it was also in Friday.
Come the Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
Galaxy Defender.
Oh, that's what it is.
God, did they ever do anything original? They do now. And by they, I mean rap artists, not, you know, could be anybody. I Melt With You by Modern English.
Yeah, right. We're getting into the era of Wanted. I'm going to know all of them.
We're going to know all these. Yeah. This is 82. Come On Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Great song.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Genius Rap. I don't know that one.
I don't know that
you
one.
Guys don't, no. I never heard that song. You would think there was Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jive.
That was
Men at Work.
Men at Work, yeah.
Fuck. We're, go ahead.
No. I'm the only one I know by Men at Work is Land Down Under.
That's the only one you know?
I think so. Do they have a bunch of hits?
Who Can It Be? Yeah, they have
tons. Who Can It Be
Now? Who Can It Be Now? Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza in Ural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza in Ural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, Euros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting since 1983. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners, check out the menu, and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
Like current events and want to be the smartest among your friends? Then the Power Pod is the show for you.
The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week.
It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious.
And we're not afraid to have some fun.
So try us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the WSB Radio app, WSBRadio.com, Stitcher, CastBox. Okay. Anywhere there are podcasts, we are there. So power up. With the Power Pod!
Dr. Heck, Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde by Genius Rap. It's the same. It's the same as Tom Club. So it's a different version?
Hey, we're friends, Tim, new and improved. We got the rock party just for you.
This is awesome. I've never heard this, but I'm going to listen to it. I love that era of hip hop.
Sugar Hill Gang stuff.
Oh, yeah. And early. Apache. Jump on it. Yeah. That song is also problematic.
Yeah.
Love Plus One by the Haircut 100. Our House by Madness.
You skipped over I Want Candy in Our House.
Yeah. Bow Wow Wow. I Want Candy. Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance,
yeah.
Past the Duchy, Musical Youth.
Love that song.
Flock of Seagulls, I Ran So Far Away.
And I ran.
Waitresses, I Know What Boys Like, I Know What Guys Want. You know that one?
Yep.
Aldo Nova, Fantasy.
Remember them? Aldo Nova?
Life is just a fantasy, can you? Okay. Mickey by Tony Basil.
Oh, yeah. Mickey, you're so fine.
Which
you're
became
so fine. You blow my mind.
A weird out. Ricky.
Oh, Ricky, you're so fine.
Great cover. She loved it too.
Hey,
Tony
Lucy,
Basil.
I'm home.
Yep. Electric Avenue, Eddie Grant.
Love it.
Great song. 1983, Rappin' Rodney by Rodney Dangerfield.
So you were playing that when I came in. I don't remember that at all.
You never
and
heard
I
that?
Love Rodney Dangerfield.
You never heard that. You want to play a little of it?
This was a cash grab.
Well, he had a comedy album, right?
Yeah.
And this was the song on it. Everybody, okay. Eddie
but
Murphy.
But they were like, somebody must have been like, Rodney, music videos are so big right now. You got to make a music video. And he had just enough cocaine to pull it off.
Did you know, like, Eddie Murphy had comedy? You have his records, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He has songs on
it. Hey, I'm all right
yeah.
now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect. No respect.
Oh, no
why
way.
Why didn't even look for me?
No respect. No respect.
I was an ugly kid. I never had fun.
No respect. No respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect. No respect.
My old man said he
wanted a boy.
No respect. No respect.
Check that out.
I'll have to.
The comedy album's really good, too. Stole it from Jeff. Far From Over by Frank Stallone, we talked about. That's a real good song. I love that song.
We didn't
song.
Talk about it on the podcast. We talked about it before
that's
started
right.
to record.
You know that song.
Yeah,
Frank Stallone, though.
Yeah. You guessed it. Frank Stallone. Relax from 1983 by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, the best pop song about fucking someone in the ass that's ever been recorded.
Yeah.
That whole song. What, you don't think that song's about fucking?
No, I mean allegedly.
In the Give it to me one time now. Whoa, relax, don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. You shoot it in the right direction. Yeah.
You don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's probably something else. They also had another good song, but it wasn't a hit. Two Tribes Go to War. And in the music video, it's Ronald Reagan and, God, it's not.
Gorbachev?
It's the one before Gorbachev. There was Andropov was after
Brezhnev.
And then there was, it was Brezhnev. And then it was Andropov and then Chernyenko. So it was Chernyenko fighting Ronald Reagan.
In the video.
Yeah, and they're all beating each other up. And there's people betting on it. Better than the song. Oh, God, movie. Oh, Maniac by Michael Cimbello, which is from what movie?
Flashdance.
Yeah, that's a great tune. I Eat Cannibals by Total Kolo. Do you know that song?
Yep.
You do. All right, how's it go?
I don't remember, but I have it on a totally 80s compilation CD at home.
I wonder if we'll know it when we hear it. Play it here. God, I don't remember that at all. Some hot chicks in this band. By 80s standards. What the fuck? Is this some sort of German shit? I love the YouTube comments. 2018, still listening. This kind of music is timeless, in my opinion.
Sounds kind of B-52s-ish.
It does. It sounds very B-52s-ish. Peter Schilling, Major Tom, Coming Home.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Do you know that one?
I don't.
4, 3, 2, 1, Earth below us. Drifting, falling.
Johnson. Oh, yeah.
You know. Taco, Putting on the Ritz. One of my first favorite songs of the 80s, or of that year. Do you know that one?
Well, I mean, I know
the... Putting on the Ritz! So that reminds me, I'm going to bring this up right here, because we're talking about the Frankenstein's monster. You know, we had that lady, that young lady, Greta Thunberg, was in the United States,
yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, climate change.
Yeah.
And
how dare you?
Yeah, she's the how dare you girl. And she has autism, you know, Asperger's disease.
Right.
And it's, you know, she's, you know, it's kind of rough, I would imagine, being on a stage like that. And then really it's difficult. You can't make fun of her or challenge her because she's special needs.
Right.
So I'm thinking what the Democrats need to do is get a guy like Corky, who's a gun nut and all about lower taxes, and put him out there because no one would be able to attack him. Anyway, there's my advice for the Republicans. Oh, they already have him. He's the president. I didn't do anything wrong. Hey, all right, I'll move on here. I'll shut up.
Now. Is he still the president? It's Friday.
Yeah.
7:15.
He'll still be the president next year, too. Putting on the Ritz by Taco. Let the Music Play by Shannon. Now, that's one Jeff didn't know. I love that song. Do you know that song, John?
I don't know if I do or not.
You will when you hear it. Let the music play. We won't get away.
Oh, yeah.
You know it now?
Yeah.
That was in a movie, too.
Yeah. Solid Gold.
I'm Andy Gibb. And I'm Marilyn McClue. And this is Solid Gold. I am Dionne Warwick. And you are listening to Solid Gold.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
She's kind of hot, too. Hi, Shannon. Goodbye, Shannon. Do you remember Solid Gold? Were you old enough to watch it?
No, I don't think so.
It was a weekly show where they did the top 10 songs, and there were never bands. Well, there were bands on it, but they would lip sync.
Oh, okay.
And no one ever performed.
Yeah, I remember seeing.
And they would do short versions of the songs, and then the girls would come out and dance, the Solid Gold dancer. And Andy Gibb was a host, and Marilyn McCoo, you know who that is from whatever. She was a singer. Like, she and her husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up and away. And then Dionne Warwick was the host. There was that show. There was Dance Fever, Soul Train, American Bandstand was still on the air in the 80s. But, you know, American Bandstand.
What was the show Adrian Zmed hosted?
Oh, my God. What was it? You'll have to Google that because I don't remember that. In a Big Country by Big Country. And Too Shy by Kaja Gugu. Everybody knows that. Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder.
Love that.
Same here. My all-time, bar none, favorite song from 1980 is next. From the 1980s. 1984's One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
From the play Chess.
From the play Chess.
I don't know if I know that.
Written by the two guys, the dudes in ABBA. You don't know One Night in Bangkok? Because I'm going to play it. I love that fucking song.
So. Yeah, speaking of ABBA, I love that one Frida hit. I know there's something going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did they write that?
I think she did.
Oh, that's right. That is her. I know. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. You might know this when you hear it. It's a real long build. The whole soundtrack to this is amazing. Checkers. Chinese checker.
Oh, I win.
I love this song so much. I'd marry it if I could.
Dance Fever was the Adrian's Med show.
That's right. I remember that shit. And Danny Terrio.
Oriental City and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world and a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
You don't know this, do you?
No.
It's a great time.
Doesn't seem the witness of the Terry Leon's own and the chess boys in it. All change, but don't you know when you play at this level, there's no ordinary menu. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place. One night in Bangkok. World's your oyster.
No, I don't know that one.
You're like, all right, shut this shit off.
No.
Good tune.
It's funky.
Yep. Let's see. Get back on the list here. Take On Me. Aha. What a huge song from 1984.
Yeah. Love that one.
And you know the follow-up single they had? The Sun Always Shines on TV, which was a terrible song. And obviously not. The Curly Shuffle. Here's another novelty song from the 80s. Jump in the Saddle Band. Radio station wouldn't play it for me. I'd call them all the time. No, we're not playing that. Next, from 1984, Twisted Sister with their first hit, We're Not Gonna Take It. And I don't know why you'd call them a one-hit wonder band, because I think they had at least four charting singles.
Right? I Wanna Rock.
I Wanna Rock. We're Not Gonna Take It. They did the cover of... why can't I think of it? Bobcat Goldthwait's in the video.
It would break your heart.
God, what is this? Yes, we see.
The Leader of the Pack.
Yeah, there we go. The original is much better, of course.
Yeah.
Moving to 1984's 99 Luftballons by Nina. She recorded the English version and a German version.
And the German version was better.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Good song. Missing You, John Waite.
I'll be missing you.
I never really liked John Waite. Didn't you have a John Waite story? He was with Cheap Trick at Mansfield University.
Yeah, he played at Mansfield University.
So you would have been, how old were you? Probably 15?
In 84.
Well, we don't know. What year was it? 85 or 86?
Somewhere around there.
It wasn't Bad English, was it?
No, it was just him.
John Waite and Cheap Trick. Didn't you guys go on the bus with them drink with them?
No, we went backstage, though.
And didn't they let you drink?
Yeah, we drank.
Yeah, Jack Daniels and shit. Smoked cigarettes with them. And they were fucking in high school. I didn't get to go. I was poor. Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, which is one of my least favorite songs of the 80s, except for the Michael Jackson part in it.
I always feel like
somebody's watching me.
You knew Michael Jackson was involved if you heard that little Mike Reno's Almost Paradise. We're knocking on heaven. John, do you know that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Reno from?
Loverboy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Animotion. This video was sexy. Obsession. You are an obsession. You're my obsession.
Yeah.
What do you want me to be to make you butt fuck me? Here's one Jeff doesn't know. Do you know Tenderness by General Public?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It was a big hit back in the 80s. And you don't know it, Jeff?
No.
You will when you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it was called Tenderness. Time, Love, and Tenderness.
MTV really pushed these guys for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know where to start the
You know, that's when you'd watch a video. Yeah, something's up with these dudes. I don't know what it is. Now, where were you in the early 80s? Did you grow up down here?
Yeah.
So, do you remember TBS every Friday and Saturday night would do night tracks?
Yeah.
And it was videos from 11 to 6 in the morning.
Because we didn't have MTV
then. Same here at first.
So, night tracks.
Yep. Watch night tracks every weekend. And my mom would go out with her friends, you know, and by the time that was on, I was allowed to stay home. And I remember she came home. She said, I want to sit down and watch videos with you. One of the rare occasions when she was nice and came home.
And, she was high.
Probably. She never. The only time she ever smoked pot was with me.
Really?
Yeah, we were playing euchre one night, and her boyfriend talked her into it. And they were easy to beat after that. She giggled. Wasn't even good weed. So what was I saying?
Your mom came home.
Oh, yeah. So
the
video for 1999 came on, and my mom goes, look at him. He's a fag. I said, Mom.
Sexuality. Was it that or was it When Doves Cry when he's crawling around?
No. It was the 1999 video.
I don't remember that one. Okay. Yeah,
I said,
you got up on your soapbox and you said, sexuality is a spectrum.
I did. I said that to her. And then I told her that, you know, I might be gender fluid when I grow up. And then she smacked me and hit me with a coffee mug and said, there's no such thing. She didn't do that. She was tolerant. She liked gay people. She didn't like fags. Sorry, I used that word. Where are we here?
All I Need, Jack Wagner.
Yeah, I remember that. Jack Wagner was a soap opera guy, right?
Yep.
General Hospital.
Yep.
And that was from a movie, right? All I Need. You Spin Me Right Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive. That's a good song. It's My Life by Talk Talk. Good song. Do you know that, both of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Tarzan Boy by Baltimore. Oh. What's playing? Who's playing Johnny, Are You Queer?
Hey, only on Fridays. Oh.
Is that your ringtone?
No, what the hell is going on? Okay, sorry, guys.
This song is called Johnny, Are You Queer? Johnny. Maybe when I said that word, your computer got mad.
Siri, play Johnny, Are You Queer?
I can't. You're driving. Moving on to 1985, again, Tarzan Boy by Baltimore was a fun song. Oh Yeah by Yellow. Oh yeah. Swiss electronic duo. Voices Carry by Till Tuesday.
What's with the hair? Part of the new image?
you remember that, huh? Why can't you for once think of somebody besides yourself? It's from the video. We watched a lot of videos, MTV, all day long.
Till Tuesday, though, Amy Mann. Really,
yeah, good. She's a wonderful singer. She's married to Michael Penn.
Yep.
Sean Penn's brother. Eddie Murphy comes in 1985 with Party All the Time, which is a good song produced and written by Rick James, bitch. Force MD's Tender Love. Do you guys know that one?
No.
I don't either. Tender Love, produced by Jimmy Jam and the... A lot of these songs, you know them, but you don't know them. So, Tender Love by the, who are they?
Force MDs.
Yeah, let's see. Did you guys watch Crank Anchors?
Yep.
I didn't watch it all. The first one was good. Spoony Love from Up Above. do you know this? You recognizing it?
It sounds familiar.
It certainly sounds like an 80s song. Yeah, I don't know that song. I'm not a single 30-year-old woman in the 80s.
Crying. Written and produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. You said that?
Yeah.
It was in the Crush Groove soundtrack.
Okay. Screedy Politi, Perfect Way?
Yep.
I've got a perfect way to make a moving proposition.
I like her name, Screedy Politi.
It's a dude. Oh. It's a band, actually.
Oh.
Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds. Here's one. A weird one from the 80s. Godly and Cream, Cry from 1985. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you?
Yeah.
It was a weird video where the faces kept changing. They had, like, remember those books where there were three panels and you'd turn it and you could make different faces?
Oh, yeah.
The whole video is that. I'm not going to play it because it's really slow. And Cry. We used to make fun of it a lot. Yeah, Paul Hardcastle. That was a cool tune, man. Because that was right as about... I was starting to get politically aware. Vietnam was bad, man.
I don't know anything about it, but it was bad.
And the voiceover guy in the Paul Hardcastle song has been in tons of commercials and tons of songs, and you'd recognize it when you hear it. In My House by Mary Jane Girls, that was a good song. Life in a Northern Town.
That's probably my favorite of the 80s one-hit wonders.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I love that song.
In My House?
No, Life in a Northern Town.
Oh, Life in a Northern Town, yeah. I didn't like that song when it came out, but I like it now. Retroactively enjoy it. Do you know it, John?
I don't think so.
Retcon yourself to liking it.
Well, it's not a... Yeah, retcon. Life in a Northern... Hey, oh, my, late in the
play
night.
Play a little of it.
All right. You guys got a vamp on
starts out good.
One of my favorite of the one-hit wonders in the 80s was Midnight Oil. What was that song
Beds
called?
Are
Beds Are Burning.
Yeah.
I like that tune.
He took a cigarette out and everyone else came down to listen. He said in winter 1963 it felt like the world would
Johnny, are you queer?
And the Beatles.
Never heard it?
No, it's now that. Yes, I've heard it. The chorus when it got to the.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in that town now. No go zones. We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off by Jermaine Stewart, the first one from 1986. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. That was the first big song about, hey, let's not get AIDS. Breakout by Swing Out Sister was a good song. Do you know that one? Yeah. Friends and Lovers by Gloria Loring. Not such a good song. Now we get to 1986 and the Georgia Satellites. Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Good tune. Oh, here's a shitty one. Don Johnson's Heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't that awful?
Yes.
You know, God. Everybody loved that show, Miami Vice, and people really dug those two guys, but terrible. Chris DeBerg, The Lady in Red, everybody knows that one.
Yep.
Tough Enough by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I loved the Fabulous
Thunderbirds. Tough Enough?
Do you know that one?
Is that...
Ain't that tough enough?
I don't know.
I'm going to play a little of it because it's a good tune. Tough Enough by the Fabulous Thunderbirds. Let's play some.
Is that Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother's band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Cool video. They always had hot
Jimmy
chicks
Vaughan.
In
them.
Jimmy.
Get past the construction. This came like, there weren't a lot of non-metal rock bands.
Yeah.
Putting shit out then. And this was a cool tune to hear.
Yeah, because as the 80s went on, it was all...
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby. It's you I aim to please. I wrestle with a lion and a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. Ain't that tough enough?
Also, out of nowhere in the 80s, Greg Allman had a hit. I'm No Angel.
Okay.
With that weird video where they're at the circus. And that weird guy that was in videos in the 80s. You remember that guy with the big...
Yeah.
David! He's in David.
He's in UHF, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That's awesome. This guy looks like Kevin Spacey in the video. Timbuk 3, The Future So Bright. I gotta wear shades.
Two of hearts. Two.
Remember that? Stacey Q?
Stacey Q.
She was hot. I Just Died in Your Arms.
Not
Cutting
a great
Crew.
One.
Your Love by The Outfield. I don't think The Outfield are a one-hit wonder band. They had two other singles after that.
That was the big one, though.
Yes, it was huge. That song was all over 1986.
I don't want to lose your love. Joseph's on a vacation for
that whole album was good.
It was. They're Steve Barnes' favorite band. Orange Juice Jones. Do you remember that one?
Orange Juice Jones.
Orange Juice Jones. You know that song, John?
The Rain?
The Rain.
Yeah.
You're just a squirrel trying to get a nut. This is my world. I took them credit cards. Yeah, and I cut them up, bitch. New Shoes, I Can't Wait. That's a good funky tune. Ship of Fools by World Party.
I like that song, too.
I do, too. They're a very Beatlesque band from that era. Hmm. And then they put out an album in 1990 called, I forget, but it's World Party, and it sounds like a Stones record, believe it or not. Ecstasy. No, we're now going to 1987. XTC, Dear God, on an album that was produced by Todd Rundgren.
Mm.
And it really sounds like Todd Rundgren produced the record. It's a good record.
And that kid locked himself in his high school principal's office and played that over the
PA,
who PA did? System. That dear God, that's there's a whole story about that.
Oh, man, look that up. I don't remember that. Was it you?
No.
You know what we did once in the 80s? We bought construction paper and made a Soviet flag, the USSR's flag, and we went to school early and put it up on the flag.
Binghamton High School. Yeah. Student forces school to play the song over and over on the public address system, holding a faculty member at knife point.
Holy shit.
In Binghamton.
Well, a lot of weird stuff happens in Binghamton. But we put that up and they found it and took it down. We didn't get in any trouble for it. Do you remember doing that, Jeff?
Yep.
All right, now we get to Beds Are Burning by Midnight Oil, 1987.
That's John Mark's favorite.
They had other hits too. I don't see why they're one hit wonders.
That one was really big though. I don't
How can we sleep well? Our beds are burning.
Let's get that back. The Promise by When in Rome. I'm sorry, but I just think of all the right words to say. Sturgill did that on Metro Modern Sounds.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really good version. Here's another shitty TV song. Yeah. Respect Yourself by Bruce Willis. Heart and Soul by Tapao. That's a great tune.
Shouldn't that be by Bruno?
Yeah, it was The Return of Bruno.
Yeah.
I do like Heart and Soul by Tapao. Catch Me, I'm Falling by Pretty Poison. Still in 1980.
Billy Vera and the Beaters.
Yeah, Billy Vera and the Beaters at this moment, which is made a hit because it was on...
You know, I know this because it's another song about jerking off.
No, it's not.
Oh, Billy Vera and the Beaters were about jerking off.
It's from the Family Ties.
Yeah.
When he fell in love with his future wife.
Yep.
He actually married her. 1988, She's Like the Wind, Patrick Swayze. Not a bad tune for a guy like him. Johnny Hates Jizz, Shattered Dream. Oh, jazz. Johnny loves jizz. Yeah. Rob Basin. Now we're getting into finally starting to get some cool hip-hop rap, kind of poppy rap stuff. Rob Basin, DJ Easy Rock, It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right. Then you got JJ Fad, Supersonic. Another good tune. Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians creep in with their hippie What I Am with the
what I am
completely
what
ripped
I
off
am
Grateful
you,
Dead.
What you are or what?
Wah, 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 wah.
Totally. She's married to Paul Simon.
Still?
Yeah.
She beat him up once.
Yeah, they got in a fight when they were drunk.
Yep. Bobby McFerrin from 1988. Don't worry, be
everybody
happy.
Knows that one.
Yeah, that's where everybody, who's in that video? A couple Saturday Night Live dudes. Al Franken. Yeah, a couple people, I don't remember. Information Society, What's On Your Mind? Pure Energy. You remember that song?
Yep.
I want to know what you're thinking. Da Butt.
Doing Da Butt.
Yep. What you talking about, putting trees in people's butts and bees? I ain't putting nothing in nobody's butts. You make money for that? Mm-hmm. Step aside. You know that song? Boogie in Your Butt. What's your favorite Eddie Murphy parody song? There's a couple of them. I like Boogie in a Butt. Enough is Enough with, it's Barbra Streisand. No, it's Michael Jackson and Buckwheat. And then The Honeymooners Wrapped. You know that one?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm going to play that right now.
I like Unts, Tice, Feet Time.
That's from the show.
I know.
You never heard The Honeymooners Rap? It's Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo doing a rap song together from 1985. And it wasn't a hit, but it made the Funny Five on Dr. Demento.
Daunton.
Thanks for coming down.
What's the matter, Ralph? How's his mother in town?
Exactly, pal, and she's worse by far.
I think she ain't as bad as mine.
Our hearty, our heart. Really not that good. It's funny.
According to this book, you addressed the ball. Hello, ball.
Did you watch The Honeymooners?
I used to watch it on Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Naughton.
Naughton, my friend. How would you like to fuck me in the ass? I'm going to bend over, and when I do, start fucking. Humming a 1988, Under the Milky Way by The Church.
That's a good one.
Very slow, melodic, wonderful little tune. Vixen, I've been living on the edge of a broken heart. Really crappy metal band with chicks. Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers, Tomorrow People, Where Is Your Bass? Saw them open up for the B-52s in Philadelphia in 1989. Good show.
He's still making music.
I've seen him since then, too. He's still really good. Roachford, Cuddly Toy. You know that one?
Uh-uh.
I don't either. Roachford, Cuddly Toy. Cuddly Toy. Isn't this fun you're listening to us look shit up? I remember this hook. It's got a good beat. And then it has that awful 80s synth. Oh, now I know. Yeah. A guy like that playing like rock music, I wonder why he didn't have more hits. That's a good song. Angel Eyes, Jeff Healey. That's a good song.
You ever see Jeff Healey's guitar? No? Neither is he.
No. Ballad of Jane by L.A. Guns.
Love that song.
It's a good tune.
Cocked and Loaded.
I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden by Con Can. That was a mashup of two different songs. It was actually a remake of Rose Garden.
Okay.
Terrible. So Alive by Love and Rockets. I'm so alive. Yeah. Toy Soldiers by Martika. She was hot. Step by step, fall apart, and we all fall down like toy soldiers. Bismarcky, Just a Friend.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome song. Very funny tune. Michael Damian, Rock On. Little kids.
Yep.
Jimmy Harmon with Sync, Where Are You Now? And ending out the 1980s, Alana Miles with Black Velvet.
Black Velvet and that little boy's smile.
So, yeah, that's a good list of songs from the 80s. So celebrating One Hit Wonder, I hope we took you down a nice little trip through memory lane. Oh, now what are we going to talk about? Have you guys heard the Trumpy Bear ad?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Pivoting. There's this teddy bear, and I thought it was a joke, but it's Trumpy Bear. And, yeah.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing.
Isn't
I come
like an SNL
when the trumpet
bit.
Sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket.
This is
then
real.
Wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and
put him on your
display
flag
Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
You can even fuck it in its mouth. Who the fuck would buy this? It's so chintzy.
You have three of them.
No, I don't. I have a MAGA hat, but I've never taken it out of my house.
Oh, really?
I bought it. I thought this was early on. I thought, well, this will be fun to wear and troll and see if no. I saw what's happening to people who wear this. I'm not wearing this stupid hat. I didn't get one of the shitty golf club or golf hats either. I bought
the baseball cap.
A fitted one, yeah. So, what else you want to talk about?
I saw two 90s one-hit wonders at the Roxy.
Who?
Dishwalla. You remember that
Counting
song?
Blue Cars.
Yep.
Yep.
And The Refreshments.
I'll be there for you. Did they sing that?
No, they sang the King of the Hill theme song, right?
Yeah, they did. They did the King of the Hill theme song. What was their hit? I liked both of their albums. They had two albums.
Did you guys see the El Camino trailer?
Yes.
The most recent
looks
one?
Looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Jesse looks badass. So it's picking up right after?
Right after, yeah. That's why he's all fucked up in the face, because they...
And
Bandidos.
Bandidos.
Yeah.
And so Walt escaped? Because there were no bodies. Or they didn't find... They're looking for the perp.
Oh.
Right? Am I wrong? Am I right by timeline?
Who knows what they're going to do? Maybe he's just appearing in flashbacks.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope he's in it.
I do too. I know a lot of people aren't going to be in it, like Mike.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
I think Mike's going to be in it.
Okay.
In flashbacks?
Yeah.
I'm alive. I didn't die. I'm here to help.
I just took a nap.
Yes. What's this story here? I'm naming mine Tim. Oh, Mattel's gender neutral doll. You bought all those yet?
No.
I added them. I have a storage locker where I keep all my Barbies. I buy them brand new. I never open them. Well, I buy one of each, and then I defile the one that I've opened. Put it in all sorts of orifices. It's fun. You should do that. Rest in peace.
Robert Hunter.
Robert Hunter.
You're skipping over the Andy Kaufman story?
What's the Andy Kaufman story?
Is Trump really Andy Kaufman? A Newsweek story?
Well, Newsweek isn't a real news thing anymore. It's a joke. But they were a lot. No, he's not Andy Kaufman. What a stupid premise. Is he really? I mean, they were alive at the same time. Stupid. Robert Hunter died, 78 years old. Yeah. Probably the saddest story of the week.
Best Dead songs were all written by Robert Hunter.
Yes, they were. Did he write Touch of Grey?
I don't know about that one.
Then he didn't write the best Dead song. That's the only good one as far as I'm concerned.
He wrote Truckin', Box of Rain, Friend of the Devil, China Cat Sunflower, Uncle John's Band, Sugary, Ripple, Eyes of the World, That's Franklin's Tower.
Ripple's about
Brown Eyed Women, Jack Straw, Sugar Mag, Casey Jones, New Speedway Boogie, Ooh. Althea, Ramble on Rose, and more.
No, tons more. Tons more. Also, didn't Sid Haig die?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Sid Haig, known for a lot of horror movies, also known for, he played like a villain, a super villain in some 70s or 80s movie.
He was in a bunch of the...
He was on the... It was Jason of Star Command.
Yeah, that's what it was, Jason of Star Command. He was really scary in that. Yeah. Scarier than he was in these other ones. Go ahead.
He was in a bunch of those blaxploitation films with Pam Grier, I think.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and then he was in Jackie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Rob Zombie movie.
Is he in the most recent Rob Zombie movie? That was his...
Three From Hell.
Yeah. Have you seen that?
No, it's not out yet. It's coming out soon. But I saw some photos from the set of that, and you could tell he was...
Not doing well.
Not well, yeah.
He's related to Alexander Haig. Do you remember Alexander Haig? He was our 40-minute president after Reagan got shot. He was the Secretary of State under Reagan.
No.
And he was replaced by George Shultz. He's also... Sid Haig was related. He's cousins with a guy I worked with at Mary Todd, Jason Haig.
Okay.
And you've had his flan.
Oh, really?
All over your face.
Oh.
So let's do our stat picks. I hope everybody enjoyed that music. We don't do a lot of music-oriented stuff, so that's why we suggest
Nobody
John
watched
come in.
The Emmys, so we can't talk about that.
I didn't.
No.
I don't care.
I watched a little of it, but it was so boring.
Well, because there's no host, right? Do they do any fun stuff?
No. At the beginning, there was a little bit they did with Anthony Anderson, but it felt really flat.
Yeah.
The best part was when Kim Kardashian and her sister got laughed at.
Why don't they have a host? Are they just afraid of offending people now?
Man, nobody can pass the...
That's such bullshit.
Twitter test.
Fuck you, millennials, and your bullshit.
Like, did you hear about that guy that raised $1 million?
Yeah.
And the reporter dug up his old tweets from when he was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And then the reporter had tweets from when he was younger.
Well, they published, the newspaper, the Des Moines Register, published a story about this guy who was raising money. And Anheuser-Busch got involved. He'd raised millions of dollars for kids with cancer.
He was originally just trying to get beer money.
But it went viral.
His Venmo thing up on a sign at a football game. And like... A bunch of people, like, during the game, he like, looked down at his phone, like, 5 minutes after he had been on TV, and he had $600 in his account, and it just went crazy. And so he donated all the money to that hospital that's right next to the stadium.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so they found, you know, the reporter found that he had these tweets. And so
they were Daniel Tosh quotes.
But they weren't even necessarily the reporter's fault. The editors allowed it. In fact, put it in. The editor said, you got to leave it in. But the reporter got fired because somebody went and dug him up.
I dug up his old tweet.
So cancel culture canceled itself in that one. let's see. I'll just go real quick of what I watched.
Between Two Ferns, we both watched that.
That was great. That. Funny as fuck.
The best part for me was the outtakes.
Yeah.
When the shit that he said was so funny that the people were just cracking up.
Yeah.
They couldn't show it in the movie, so they put it in the outtakes, and that was great.
I don't think I saw it. Was that in the credits?
Yeah.
I didn't see that part.
You got to go back and watch just the credits then, man. That's
the opening.
Shit.
The opening was fantastic.
With Matthew McConaughey. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, here we go.
My friends are ruined. They're ruined.
What does he say? Of all the things you could win an Oscar for, how surprised are you that you won one for acting? Yeah. Oh, here we go. A lot of it, the parts that weren't interviews and stuff wasn't the best, but it was still pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
It wasn't awful. He's always good.
It was great.
I watched AHS 84. My wife and I watched the second episode.
I haven't watched
last
the second
night,
one yet.
And we both said we're done.
The first one, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Everyone except for, what's her name, Princess Leia's kid, is just fucking hamming it up.
Princess Leia's kid?
Yeah, you know who I mean. That girl that's Carrie Fisher's daughter.
I didn't know Carrie Fisher had a daughter. Who's she play?
Yeah, she's the, I don't know, one of the main girls, not the one that's related to Julia Roberts, but the
Emma Roberts?
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't know Carrie Fisher had a daughter.
I didn't either.
Or that she even acted or anything like that. I watched Prodigal Son, too, the pilot episode of that.
Billy Lord.
Billy, okay, yeah, I know Billy
Lord.
That's
Carrie Fisher's daughter.
I called it Jesus of the Lambs because it's Jesus from The Walking Dead.
It looks good. I like that guy.
I like everybody in it, but it's just really stupid.
I taped it. I haven't watched it yet. Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's just too much. It's really trying to be like Hannibal, the series.
It wants to be like Dexter, but it's on CBS or something.
Well,
right?
It's Dexter. I mean, everything in it is derived.
Right.
Did I say that right?
Derivative.
There we go. Thank you. What else did I?
Did you watch the new South Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit, that was funny.
The whole new opening credits. Thing with Integrity Farms.
Oh, we won't spoil it. I'm in it.
No. That's cool.
No. You got to watch it because there's two storylines, two or three. Cartman fucks with Kyle's family and gets him sent to a.
He gets him deported.
Yeah,
or
not
like
deported.
Detained.
Detained.
Oh, and detention center.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Kyle gets involved, whatever. There's some stuff there. But the whole thing of Integrity Farms and the pot story is all kind of reminiscent of the vaping story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's good. It's very funny. And like I said earlier, I watched the first call of Crank Anchors, and I recorded Cake, too.
I have that recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
Haven't watched that yet, either. Mm. Animated. And,
but the rest of Crank Anchors was good. The Tracy Morgan one was good. The, what's that? Who's that dude from Reno 911? His was
Tom Lennon?
Yeah, Tom Lennon. His was the funniest one, I thought.
And then Jim Florentine yet?
No Florentine
yet. Because he's going to be on it.
I'm hoping he's going to be on it.
He won't be doing, I guarantee you he won't be doing the retarded guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Special Ed? He'll probably
I'm going away. Yay.
A boom, boom, boom. Now you go. Now you go, lady. I'm going to Hawaii. Yay. He'll probably do Bobby Fletcher.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, can you tell me,
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla did Bertram, and it was pretty good.
He did?
Yeah. He called, like, the yoga studio.
Yeah.
And he was, like, complaining about the class, and he was like, the dude over there that was teaching the class, and the lady was like, I'm going to have to stop you right there because we don't have any men teaching classes at this studio. And he's like, well, hey, look, I don't see gender. It could have been a chick. And she's like, all right, what's your name so I can look and see what class you took? And he's like, B? And then he starts talking about some other shit. And she keeps going, can you spell your name for me? He's like, B-I. And then he starts talking about other shit. And she's like, look, if you don't spell your name, I'm going to have to hang up right now. And he keeps her going for like 10 minutes. It's really funny.
I didn't really watch an awful lot. I listened to Gilbert Gottfried. The Amazing Colossal podcast last week.
Billy West and Jackie Martin.
Yeah, that was really funny. This week's was a trivia show with Rupert Holmes. I listened to that. That was good too. Rupert Holmes is a pop culture genius. Who would have thought? You know Rupert Holmes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he escaped the Pina Colada song. Yeah.
Oh. If you love Pina Colada.
Apparently did an awful lot more than that. And because I listened to that, they mentioned a book that Jeff had recommended a documentary about months ago. I didn't know about the book. The book is Scotty and the Secret. Well, no, that's the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
The book is, you covered it up. It's called Full Service.
Yeah, still on there.
Full Service. Oh, it is. I can't see it.
And between two friends.
This guy gets out of the military after World War II, moves to Hollywood, starts working at a gas station because pumping gas in the late 40s was a prestigious job. Yeah, because they're running a lot of cars. And he eventually starts tricking and he didn't take money for it, but he's tricking, you know, young men and women to Hollywood elites. And he starts just telling you everything about it. You know?
Because everybody's dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. He won't talk about anybody alive, really, but he talks about dead people. And Charles Laughton, the actor, he talks about him and how he had an affinity for cheese. And Charles Laughton had the longest foreskin in Hollywood. And he wouldn't bathe, so he'd go around and there was... Anyway, if you're... Every sexual perversion that you can think of now was going on, it just was hidden, and you would get arrested if you got involved with it. You know, if you were a cross-dresser in the 40s or whatever, and you walked around, you'd get arrested for being a deviant. Can you imagine? I mean, society 70 years ago, 80 years ago, vastly different than it is now.
Yeah.
And... But the people still had the same, you know, desires and whatever. It's just, it's interesting. It's fascinating read if you like old Hollywood and or to listen, because, you know, I wouldn't be able to read foreskin. It gets me hot thinking about it, though. So, yeah, that's my stuff. That's my stuff.
Wait, so he didn't like to bathe, you said?
Yeah, he was lazy and he didn't like to bathe.
So his dick smelled like a foot?
Cheese. That's a whole fetish with uncircumcised dudes. Ugh. Cheese.
Gross.
I do have a couple of staff picks. These aren't mine, but I'm going to read them anyway. The Monkey King from 2016. Monkey King versus Tiger. I don't know anything about that. That comes from Sean. And Three from Hell, which is the new Rob Zombie movie. So check those two things out.
I want to see that.
See all the trailers on YouTube. Jeff?
I watched the second half of Disenchantment, which I thought was better than the first half. Because it was like just a little funnier. The first half didn't seem as funny. I think they ramped up the humor in the second half. Mm. That's, you know, it's got all the Simpsons voices, so it's good. Lodge 49. I watched that last Days of Phil Hartman documentary.
Was that good?
It was all right.
I want to see it.
What was that on?
It was on ABC. Mm. A lot of talking heads talking about this whole. It was like about his whole career, though. Just like the last 15, 20 minutes was about the shooting and how she killed herself and all that stuff.
Okay.
And they interview Andy Dick, which I thought was weird because a lot of people blame him for his wife relapsing on coke.
Oh, Andy got her doing coke again?
Yeah, that's what people say. Mm. But yeah, that was good. What else did I watch? I watched The Unicorn, that Walton Goggins show.
Any good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's like a couple people from Ballers that are on there with him.
You didn't watch It's Always Sunny yet?
Nah, I never got into that. I got to do that.
Me too.
Final Preacher's on this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I liked the penultimate episode.
Yeah. I watched the last Suits. Nobody else watched Suits but me, I guess.
That was still on?
Yep. Just the last one was just on
Wednesday. How many years was that on?
9 years, I think.
Jesus. I never saw an episode.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you like The Masked Singer? I haven't watched
that. Yeah.
Did they reveal it at the end?
They revealed two at the end of this 2-hour episode that they just had, the season premiere.
Oh, okay, don't spoil
it. And they were both like people that I never heard of.
Oh, well then, okay. Do you have a staff pick for this week?
Yeah, my staff pick, I was going to say Saturday Night Live, but this is probably coming out on Saturday maybe, so.
Saturday morning.
Yeah, watch Saturday Night Live. Woody Harrelson and Billie Eilish are on. And I'm going to check out Nikki Glaser's banging special on Netflix on the first. I know you don't like her, but I like her, and she's... I think the special's going to be good.
Cool. I can't wait for Eddie Murphy's special.
Yeah. That's going to be a while, I think.
Yeah. They interviewed him recently. This week he said, yeah, I can't wear leather. I'm 58. you got a staff pick, John?
Well, I read that I heard you paint houses. Mm-hmm. What's going to be The Irishman. So I'm looking forward to that. Did you see the trailer? No, it comes out. I think it didn't come out till November.
Okay, yeah, I've seen the trailer. I like the big platform shoes Robert De Niro has to wear because he's short. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
They're in the trailer. Huge. They're like 4 inches.
Yeah.
The book's good, isn't it?
The book is good. It got a little slow in the middle. They went into a lot of detail about the labor union stuff. And
they say it could be bullshit.
Yeah.
Like the guy made it up or whatever. But who cares? It's great, and it's Scorsese.
Yeah.
You know, how many more films does he have in him?
And Joe Pesci came out of retirement to do it.
Right. Why did he retire?
He wanted to be a musician. Oh. He retired in 1999 and has been a musician
for Vegas and shit?
I think so.
He hasn't been in a movie since 1989?
1999.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I know he hadn't been around, but I didn't know it had been that long.
I didn't realize
it
had been that long either.
20 years?
Yep.
Since he's been in a movie.
And he said no to the role over 50 times. before he finally said yes.
How'd they get him into it?
Money.
I don't know if it was once they cast Al Pacino and Harvey Keitel and
they're all in it, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm sure it'll be good. So a lot of people from The Sopranos are in it too.
Oh yeah, I'm watching The Deuce too. You watching The Deuce?
I'm behind, but I think it's a good season so far. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, good show. A lot of titty. I like titty.
They did like a real hardcore episode this week. That was because it was a copy of that movie Hardcore with George C. Scott.
Did they?
David Morse played the dad looking for his daughter who's gone away to do porn.
So it wasn't really.
No, I mean, hardcore. there was a cum shot.
No. I mean, were they talking specifically about the movie Hardcore?
No, but it was like the same story from Hardcore.
I ain't no stunt guy.
Yeah, but where the dad, you know, went looking for the daughter that had gotten into porn.
That was a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, coming up in October, which we're going to call Cocktober. And I'll tell you why, because we're going to have a couple of different cocktail companies. Next week, we're talking to Post Meridium Cocktails. Is it the owner or marketing person?
Yeah, it's the owner.
Andrew Rodbell, who you said has some connection to Adult Swim.
He used to work at Adult Swim and Coke.
Cool. So we'll find out what's going on. Let's see. Next 2 weeks, or a week, whatever, Jeff and I are going to see Stephen Page from Bare Naked Ladies. First solo show in Atlanta since 2009 when he left the band, Bare Naked Ladies. Then on the 18th of October, we have Daniel Pitts and his wife who are in studio with us. And we're going to have Jared Yamamoto pop in on the show from the Von Hessler Doctrine and the Power Pod. We got approved for Walker Stalker Con?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. And wrapping up Cocktober, on October 23rd, Tip Top Cocktails, they'll have a rep inside. And we're going to be doing our little bowling thing. So stay tuned. We have new shirts coming up. If you would like to become a Radio Labyrinth patron, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. You can follow us on social media at @radio_labyrinth, Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. Where can people find you, John?
On Facebook and Twitter. And
plug your band, too.
You got
7sharp9 .com.
7sharp9.com.
Yep, com. Spelled out.
Okay. Did you listen to the episode with Chad?
With Chad?
Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it was Jeff's birthday episode.
Yeah, my birthday episode.
With Chad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he sang with Dirt Poets one night at that
Oh, Chad yeah, Shepherd. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I like him.
He that was a fun night when we were way up in, where were we? We were on that lake where they shoot.
Yeah. Was it Canton? No.
Ackworth.
Is that Ozark?
Yeah.
Shot up there?
Yeah. It's some cool bar. I think that's been on the show. All right, guys. This was fun for us. We like talking about music and having fun. So if you have any suggestions for future episodes that are themed, let us know on social media. John, Mark, Lindell, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And until next week, keep it canon.
Hello, special friends. Thank you so much for listening to Radio Labyrinth. I want to thank our two very special Patreon members, Jason Chappell and Mike Hall. You know Mike Hall, Atlanta Pizza and Euro. If you haven't been there, go. He's so friendly and cool. You'll feel just like it is local, but you'll feel like, man, this place knows me. They're my friends. Go check them out. And if you're not already a Patreon donator, please check us out at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have a lot of awesome tiers to choose from. It supports us. It helps us keep going. So please go check it out. patreon.com/Tim Andrews. I want to thank everyone else who's donating. The big dogs, Al McMeekin, Sean Hall, Mike Spittler, Daniel Pitts. Hi, Daniel. Chad Shepard, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Steve Knutson. I wonder if that's Knutson when the K is silent. Steve, what say you? Melissa Knowles, Brian Smith, John Sutherland. Hi, John. Mike Duh, Leslie Norman, Beth Van Elswick. I heard you on this episode. You were so sweet. Matt Carter, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kemble, Keith Tate, Emily Warren, Debbie McDonald, Buck Monterey. Hey, Buck. Christopher Durr, Jesse Rosinski, Alan Barker, Marty Johnson, Gwen Ketchum, Andrew Amalazzi, Jeff Peterson, Ian Stull, Sherry Doherty, Dean Poole, Chris Cosentino, Brendan Price, Leslie Haney, Andrew Harbin, Mike Weiland, Aaron Roberts, Wayne Blair, Jeremy Terman, Rusty, I miss you, buddy. I feel like I haven't seen you in a long time. Rusty Weinberg, Kevin Stokes, Chris Weiland, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, David C. Funk it up. Colin Omen, Amber Gilpatrick, Herb Lamb, Dave Benson, Kevin Schwartz, Tony? Troy Prescott, Sam Wells, Walt Murray, Ryan Wilson, Kit Beatty, 80. Luke Caniglio, Ruben Aguilar, Mark Priero, Chris Knight,
Trent,
Nick Starks. What up, Nick? Jason Hauft. What up, Jason? Bradley, what's your whole name? Let me look. Bradley, Schumpert. Hi, Bradley. I'm going to call you Brad, right? Are people calling you Bradley? I'll call you whatever you want. Lauren Calderman, Robert Calderman, you guys. Robert Haley, Nicholas Frank, Dustin Lawler, and Wendy Muller. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Like I said, we couldn't do it without you. Please, please keep it canon.